Blog Talk Radio.
The Mutual UFO Network was established in 1969 as a nonprofit volunteer organization dedicated to the scientific study of UFOs for the benefit of humanity. MUFON's goals are to objectively investigate UFO sightings and collect the data in the MUFON database for use by researchers worldwide, and to educate the public on the UFO phenomenon and its potential impact on society. The Mutual UFO Network is recognized as the leading UFO research and investigative organization on the planet, thanks to MUFON's vast network of dedicated volunteers, like-minded individuals who share the same interest in being part of a group that has brought UFO investigations into the new millennium. Are you interested in becoming a member of MUFON? There's never been a better time to join the network. So for more information, log on to MUFON.com. That's www.mufon.com.
Hello, this is TJ Marth and Janet Lesson, and we are calling you from cyberspace. And we have TJ Marth, ET Radio. We honor our alien civilizations exist with Ascension Centers and the Ace Folklife. We'll be discussing the mysteries of life, and that includes the ancient astronaut theory and the Anunnaki and the old New Age topics that are now considered New Age. And we call the New Age as of 12/21/2012 at 11/11 the Ascension Age of communication and cosmology. We probably will have time tonight to finally get to know our listening audience as the alien ET UFO community, because we've been doing several shows with various themes, and we're locking this down so we can start discussing some of the things I've written about in my books. And one of them is Roswell UFO Encounters, and one of them is Taken Up, and I've got them both in my hands here. And Janet Lesson, who's from Hawaii, has a friend, her longtime pal, Dr. Sasha Lesson, and he is also writing a book as well as she is, and they're going to be presenting them at the new Cosmos. It's actually the Stargate to the Cosmos Conference that we're sponsoring, and we're in the process of forming all that. So let me see if she's here so she can start off by mentioning that. Janet, did you call in tonight?
Yes, I am here, TJ. I'm glad to be here. I will probably have to run as soon as I get this other call, but I will be here as long as I can. And what would you like, what are we discussing today? We're talking about what in particular did you have in mind?
Well, we've got our tags are alien, ET, UFO, paranormal, and spirituality. The category
All right.
is paranormal. And what we're discussing is everything that we're going to be presenting at the Stargate to the Cosmos. So I thought I'd let you start off by telling us about the plans for the
yeah.
Stargate to the Cosmos convention, since you've been sort of working it out in your mind, and then you can go back and listen to this later tonight or tomorrow and see what we need to work on over the weekend.
Okay. Well, the Stargate to the Cosmos is a conference being held October 29th through November 4th in the Radisson Port McDowell Hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the concept is kind of like a whole life expo for ET, but we're going to include a lot of different genres or tracks, one of them being, you know, everything you just discussed, paranormal, UFOs, ETs, but we're going to deal with things like time travel, teleportation systems, Mars, moon-based colonies, remote viewing, and we're also going to go into the more spiritual aspect. We're going to talk about the indigenous peoples of the planet. We're going to open up with some Native American ritual. We're going to be on Native American soil, the Fort McDowell Radisson Hotel Retreat Resort Center, they call it Resort Center, is on a Native American Reserve Preservation. And so we're going to honor our Native American brothers and sisters by a ritual, which will bring us into a spiritual realm. And we're going to invite, or we are inviting whoever's out there listening, if you know other indigenous peoples around the planet, we'd love to have representation from our South American indigenous peoples and the Maori and Aborigine and the African and any other indigenous peoples, because they are the torchbearers of the ancient wisdom that did not get destroyed by the Matrix, by the Illuminati, by Babylon, which basically took over the planet, and that's the New World Order that we now face. So each day we'll have a different theme. We're also going to talk about Planet X, Nibiru, the brown dwarf, the dark star, and what will happen in 2012, and how we can take back our reality, take back our paradigm through prayer, meditation, focus, and intention to pull humanity into the positive timeline, the spiritual, loving, kind oneness that we are at our highest level as the immortal, eternal beings, and bring that heaven to earth so that we can actualize a conscious, civilized civilization that respects all consciousness, all life, and the planet. We need to really adore and love our planet Earth, Gaia, because she is a living being, and she's sad because we're polluting her, and that, you know, most of humanity right now is unhappy. That's what the Occupy movement is about. 99% are living in fear and poverty, and they don't have the basic needs met, and there's the 1% of the top that are, you know, living high and mighty. And so we need to take back our reality by becoming conscious, aware, and always overriding it with a loving conundrum, because at the end of the rainbow, we are all one being, one source, one spiritual essence, and we're just down here in third-dimensional physicality having a human experience or an alien experience or a hybrid experience. Anyway, I said enough. TJ, take it away with what you want to talk about, and perhaps we can maybe have a dialogue about some of our experiences, because I know you and I share things on our phone conversations and amongst business doing this Stargate to the Cosmos conference, and your life is fascinating, and I am writing a book, and I appreciate you helping me get it down into print. But go ahead. What would you like to talk about right now?
Well, I just had an interesting conversation with somebody, and I would like to address it because it pertains to tonight's show, because this is the ET radio show, and you had asked me, you know, since we're having these different nights with different themes, like last night we had for the Veterans Uniting America, and we had a really interesting conversation about the POW. His name is Bowie Berg. I can't remember how to say his last name. We all had trouble with it. Berg Halderberg. He's from Idaho. And I've got it written down in the description. And I've already sent it to John McCain, Senator John McCain of Arizona. And that's where we're having our conference center get together or symposium. So I'd like to know how you see the future, because we have some homeless veterans, and I believe this extraterrestrial community, being that it's up and coming with the consciousness, higher consciousness and ascension age and consciousness counseling, which is what you do and what I do, as we're both spiritual advisors and life coaches. I'm a member of the International Psychic Association, and they list us, and I was wondering if you could sort of help me, because this gentleman I was talking to, he said he's an atheist, and that's the first atheist that came out and told me he was an atheist on the phone, and yet he believes in watching the History Channel, and he believes we're all extraterrestrials. And that sort of goes along with the science and the stardust that we all are. And Michio Kaku speaks about that. And then I was trying to explain to him that I believe we're all extraterrestrials, and that, you know, we have 46 well, in our DNA chromosomes, 23 and 23, and we're the 24, and we're missing the two. And that's something that Dr. Sasha Lesson discusses as well. And I was wondering, are we going to have anyone that's going to discuss the missing links possibly in our genome, or the two in our chromosomes that we can discuss? Because you and I both have agreed that we have past lives. We understand reincarnation. We were brought up to believe as Christians in America, and we don't discount that. You know, we can believe in all the masters that came, and God, and the beings, and the supreme beings, and not get into a debate with people over it, but to embrace them because we're all the same. And I would like to know how, well, I'd like to have, like you said, we can have a good discussion, just the two of us, regarding how we're going to address all of these needs, because so many people are at the various levels.
Well, can I interject here? Yeah, I'd like to interject here. First of all, the homeless feature, I'm very sad to hear that, and that's what sparks me and motivates me to do these conferences, because I envision and I have accessed as my extraterrestrial hybrid self that has interdimensional travel, and I've gone to for the council, which all these things are going to come out in my book, but I've accessed the realities where the needs of everyone born are met. So we have these models of advanced civilizations which are more conscious and aware, where things like food, water, shelter, I'm talking about healthy food, clean water, fresh air, shelter that's warm and dry and comfortable, you know, an education that really counts, that isn't just dogma and programming, clean water, air, soil that's unpolluted, no toxic chemicals or fertilizers or insect repellent, you know, everything healthy, clean, pure. Most societies in the universe that are in the Federation take care of these basic needs. That's your basic human birthright. Oh, and right livelihood. You're doing something that feels good, that you enjoy doing, that contributes to society. So these models are out there. We, when we finally break through this matrix and we have contact with, and disclosure, full disclosure, these things will be revealed to us, and we are, you know, we will be given free will to choose or reject. But the systems that are being out there, they're not money-based, they're not hierarchy-based, they're not patriarchy, they're not war-based, and our whole society right now on this planet is war-based and fossil fuels, which destroys our environment, our soil, and we have a life expectancy of a couple hundred thousand to million years, and we're talking about the DNA. Our DNA has been tampered with by the Anunnaki, and they did it so that we wouldn't become conscious and aware, but this DNA can be activated several ways, through our science and through our own meditative practices, and we have we have the capability right now with our science to increase our life expectancy to 1,000. Not 120 like the Bible gives us, and I don't know anybody that lives to be 120. A few people have made it. But we who are alive today have the right to live our full life expectancy. So we're all being murdered. We are all being murdered by this Illuminati aspect, which has shortened our life expectancy and poisons our food and puts next GMO food and put stuff in our food that makes us fat and all these diseases. We're suffering because of this. We have the disease of not only all these diseases that are out in the air, which is biochemical warfare, by the way. We have the disease of aging. Aging is not natural. It's a disease. So we'll address those things. Now, you were talking about the missing link. Well, Dr. Lesson and his research, this is my husband, it's my beloved, we've been together 15 years, and he's an anthropologist, psychologist, he's a yoga master, he's a tantra master, he's a brilliant, diverse human being, and I'm so blessed to be his partner. He has been delving into the information that was first brought to us to the forefront by Valakoski, Von Daniken, and Sitchin. And Zechariah Sitchin died 2 years ago in November, I think it was November 9th, 2010. And he asked Dr. Lesson, please create an educational program. This stuff needs to be taught in universities. This is the true history of humanity. And so that addresses your man that's talking about being an atheist. Of course, people are disillusioned by our current religious system, which is nothing more than programming. And when you try to operate your life from this religious programming, you either reject it or you embrace it. But either way you go, it's not fulfilling. It doesn't really respect life and consciousness. Our current religions, each and every one of them, except perhaps Buddhists, most of them are based on war, on creating an opposition between self and not self. That doesn't serve humanity anymore. That's old paradigm. And yes, we do not want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, because there's a spiritual aspect of all this, which is who we are at our core. We are spiritually one being that totally loves each and every one of us. That's an unconditional state. But because we're in this matrix, we're in this timeline, and we've been programmed to polarize self and not self, and subdivide into this is me and this is not me, and you're not me because you're a different color, and you're not me because you're a different sex and you're a different religion. Those things will fade. The veil will fall, and it will be revealed that the emperor has no clothes, that we've been duped, and we don't have to wait for December 21st, 2012. We now can just wake up, spend some time on YouTube researching spirituality and all these things, and get away from the TV, which is programming. But the History Channel is pretty good, but you got to be careful. Some of the stuff accurate, some of it, there's a subtle twisting on things. But just take it inward and let your higher self reveal to you the truth, because the truth is becoming self-evident, and we can wake up, become aware and conscious in any moment. I've said enough. Thank you.
Well, okay. Now, how do you see the Ascension Center assisting human beings?
Okay, the Ascension Center is the first, it's a place where we can live together in tribe. We used to live as tribe. When you're in smaller units, you feel each other, when you feel each other and you know each other, you can't hurt them, because it would be the same as tucking out your own eye or cutting off your own arm or leg. You move into unity consciousness with the people in your tribe and your family. So this is the first healing retreat center of that type of paradigm, where we are going to go inward into our programming, into what we have taken in as self, and examine the pain, because there's hardly any of us that don't have some kind of trauma or drama in our lives. We have dysfunctional relationships with our family, with our or else we have some kind of, you know, disease or illness. So we need to look at ourselves. What makes us ill at ease? What keeps us not being connected with the people we love? And what keeps us from love? What makes us feel love? So we go inward, the inward journey, and from there we create community, conscious community. We are environmentally conscious. We have a permaculture systems. We look at what we're putting into the soil, land, and who's downriver from us, and we respect all life. So that's the primary goal of the Ascension Center, and creating these conscious communities around the planet, places where people can come and learn and heal and study these new technologies. We're looking at sustainable technologies. And so right now in this step, you know, that's the future. The first step is getting some grants, getting people to back us so we can create these communities, buy the land, and we can preserve the forest. Okay, thank
you. Tell me about this lady that you met about the Carls and a little bit of her work. She's right there where you are on the island, isn't she? You know what
I'm
talking about?
What lady are you talking about?
I don't know her name. You said that she's doing work about saving the coral reefs, which are in trouble.
Oh, yes. She's my partner in a nonprofit that we're running called Sustainable Solution. And she's a water quality specialist, environmental specialist. She's a scientist. And she's one of the first women in her field to go into the science of preserving our beautiful planet. And she is studying what's going into the, how the coral reefs are being affected by everything upriver, you know, everything in the mountains. You know, what does the Roundup do to the sea? What does the people who build and construct, and they just don't even care about how they're clear cutting and they're plowing up the land. So she examines all these things down to how you process waste, human waste, and sustainable ways of processing waste, because we're not taking care of our waste, and it's going into the coral reef, and it's killing the coral reef, and it's killing the oceans. You know, the fish are dying, and what a way to die. We're going to all starve to death if we don't really get conscious here. So that's her specialty, her kuleana. I just love her, and she's going to be speaking at our conference, and I don't have exactly her topic, but right now she's such a brave pioneer. She goes in front of the local city council and all these people that are so unconscious, and they're polluting here in Maui, and this is paradise, and this is a rainforest, and once it's gone, it's gone. So what she said is for some reason this coral reef can experience destruction, but it's the fastest recovering. So the scientists from around the planet are gathering here. This is where the whales come when they're breeding. So it seems to still be relatively clean. But if you go over to Oahu and you go diving on the Honolulu side of Oahu, those coral reefs are dead. There's nothing down there. I went on a 20 years ago, I went on a submarine down there. I go, what do I want to see this for? It's just dead. It's all brown and ugly. So we're working so hard to preserve this coral reef so it doesn't end up like Oahu around these huge populations, and to preserve basically save our own lives. I mean, if we destroy the oceans, which feed, you know, a huge percentage of this world population, we're going to starve to death, and that's going to be a horrible way to die. So wake up, people. Wake up. Pay attention. We got to save our life. We've got to become conscious. We've got to stop this stuff.
Just buy your own body bag.
Oh, here comes Dr. Lesson. Would you like to say something?
Oh, you know, just buy your own body bag.
So we're on the radio. We're on the radio.
So that when you die, you know,
make
it
easy. Oh, okay.
Does he want to participate?
You know, we're buried. We just have to shove you a big hole. I don't know what to do. Yeah, sorry.
Well,
it's a straight joke, but my husband has a word with the humor. Okay. Now,
well, you may want to announce that you're coming from beautiful Hawaii, even though we have some brown spots under the ocean that have been created. And does he want to help us? You know, we can do it. He's welcome to come in.
He just left. He'll probably come back. No, he ran away, so I guess not.
He ran away again?
I had to go to the bathroom. I had to catch him in time. We have to catch him. He's like a butterfly. He floats around. Yes, I am blessed to live in Maui, Hawaii, and Maui is still very beautiful. I was just talking to my sister yesterday, and there's something going on, and Dr. Lesson has a theory about the dark star and the asteroids and everything coming through, that everything's heating up. There's no global warming. It's solar system warming. The planets are coming together closer, and they're heating up. So my sister's there in Pennsylvania, and it's, June 21st yesterday, and it was the solstice, and she's there, and it was 90-some degrees, and she said it's so hard to be here because, you know, she's getting up there. She's in her 60s now, as many of the baby boomers were going into 60s. And she's there, I can hardly breathe. And we need to have the air conditioning. And it's I can't even think straight. It's so hot and humid. It's only June. When I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I haven't been there for almost 20 years now, the only time it was hot was in the middle of August. It was pretty pleasant, you know, the rest of the year. It would get cold, but the heat thing, some people just drop over dead in the heat, you know, especially the elderly. And so we're having some trouble here. So here I am in Hawaii, and it's still very beautiful weather. So this might be the last part that experiences the extremes that are going on in different parts of the world. But, you know, just if we don't do something about this environmental issues and sustainability, we're like bacteria on a Petri dish. We're consuming the Petri dish, and we really need to wake up. And until we get space travel and we have another place to probably pollute and kill, we need to really look at population, and that's very controversial because people go, well, who's going to decide who gets to breed and not breed? But I think nature will adjust it, and if we don't do it consciously, then nature will just start unleashing diseases and we'll start starving. So we're reaching a point that we need to look at all of these issues, and that's what part of Stargate is to the cosmos is about. It's about looking at the environmental and sustainability issues and how we can have healthier relationships, healthier soil, water, land, air, the climate, what's happening there. What can we do about this? If Nibiru is coming in and heating up the inner solar system, do we need help from these extraterrestrials? So how about that? I'll ask you a question. Because you've worked with the extraterrestrials, and you've had probably some, I mean, you were indicating that you have had much more conscious interaction. My interactions with extraterrestrials is in the sleep state. But I've had some dialogue about how to move into creating a sustainable civilization. They can only download so much because my consciousness resides in this human form, and the human form brain is limited and can only hold so much, and it gets it overwhelmed. So they're very careful not to overwhelm me. But go ahead, tell me, TJ, about some of your interactions with extraterrestrials and how do they see us creating a more conscious, sustainable planet, or what's going on?
Well, that's why we're here. That's our sole purpose. However, a lot of us aren't awake to that. So what they do is, from what I understand, from my many parts of my life that you and I haven't even discussed, okay? So this is, you know, breaking news for all of my group of the Psychic Awakening class and my light workers and my truth seekers. We have, as I've told, I don't think I have discussed this, but I did tell you, you know, how Ascension Center got started and then the Psychic Network and then the Ace Folk Life came much later on. But what we did, I was chosen at a higher level, and I know we don't like levels and dimensions, so we don't even want to think outside the universe, but we're going to start. And my job as an oracle, and let me tell you what an oracle is. An oracle is a person that's like a priestess from the old days, that, whom deities are held to respond through when consulted. So I write about this all the time. And we're asked to be like a medium, which you and I are, and I'm sure that at one time we were both. Let me explain this to you because we haven't even discussed this with each other. So, hello, world. How are you? We're our oracles. Now, we have plenty in the Psychic Network community, and I've worked with them for 20-some-odd years, and you actually knew of me in Hawaii, and that's the type of work I was doing, and I was actually a paid psychic, a paid professional. I worked at bookstores, and that's one level of my life. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm actually sort of proud of it. However, I've moved on. There's levels after that. And as we find out more of our past lives, we find out that we mean more to those above. And I've had extraterrestrial experiences and out-of-body experiences. And all of them are different levels, Janet, just like you and I have talked about. So as oracles and as avatar ascension masters, which I consider you one, I consider us avatars because that's the way I was trained. But also, we're oracles, and we are the mediumship. We are the vehicles of truth, is the way it was explained to me. We are the light bearers, the torch bearers, the keepers of the flame. And we work with higher levels that have been teachers prior. Some of them may have been Yahweh. Some of them may have been Anki. Some of them may have been lower. They could have been Metatron, you know. And people learn at different levels. And it just depends on who wants to help us bring in the ascension. The ascension age is in the way that you and I are probably born into. I was born a Christian. I was born into the church. Church are the people. And I was raised to believe in a God. Nobody ever told me about a godmother. However, I do believe in a godmother now. I believe we're all male and female. We're both got male and female DNA. And I try to help people, as you do as well, in all the different social counseling areas, including the gay, lesbian, bi, transsexual community. A lot of people that are Christians be they reverends, chaplains, ministers, some of them can do that and some can't, because it depends on their faith based on the old religions, the old records that we have. And, of course, I know way back, you know, the Sumerian text and the, what your husband's been studying. So it's not that I don't understand all of it. It's just I have to put it all in my own book, just like you said, use your higher consciousness. And that's how people like you and I come in. So if you and I are chosen when we come to Earth as ambassadors of goodwill between one world and the other. And I work with the level that actually has those spacecraft, which you talk about the Federation, and the Tom calls them, what's he call them, the Allied Council, I think. But it just depends on who you talk to as to how they address them.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we're talking about the same vibration, the same resonance, probably the same people that come in physical form to Earth. And at one time, yes, they were called gods. And this atheist that I told you about, he said, now I've got to ask you a question. You don't have to answer me or not, but do you believe in God? And because he'd already told me he watched History Channel, he liked Georgia, the hair guy, and I can't say his name, Sukapopoulos or whatever, you know, Papadopoulos, but he apparently is Greek, and everybody loves him. He's got a cute personality. I love his hair. And, you know, he's just a human, like we all are. We're all humanoid, bipedals. But when we're people like you and I, it's coming to a time when we have a history on Earth every 2,500 years or so. And it's a very short time for people that are immortal. And so they have these different levels and wars and rumors of wars on Earth as it is in heaven. And that's where a lot of our stories came from. The Anunnaki, the Enki, the Archons, whomever. It doesn't matter. They're all different groups. And some of them have warred prior, you know, and that's how we get our Yahweh and the 72 names of God. And I am not a religious scholar. I do study world religions. I do not have a degree in it. I do not claim to be a professional or a, what would you say, an educated scholar, PhD type in the regular schools. However, it is one of my wonderfully read hobbies, and it was part of my learning here in this body. But I do have past lives that give me much more education, and part of that was learning when the veil was the thinnest that we were past lives, and I have many to talk about. I haven't even written in books, but I'm considered keeper of the flame, and they tell me things. And so I consider that you and I were probably two of the oracles. There were many of us in Greece. There were many of us in Atlantis. There were many of us in Lemuria. And I think we just keep living over and over again, but we're timed. And I believe we have higher personages that we're a part of as a soul. And you and I have even discussed this, soul groups that come. And I'm sure that the old hands, Blavatsky and all these other people, had a feeling of that and wrote similar stories.
Right.
And there's all these people that follow the Masons, the Rosicrucians, and they all have these secret societies. And when you study all the words, all the energy and the essences that went into the words, we all come up with our own train of thought and our own understanding. So that's when we start really opening up and using our higher consciousness. And as oracles, what you and I are doing here with the Ascension Center is creating a bond for others to find people like you and I that they always thought, well, I knew they existed. I really didn't believe in them. But when they say for you and I that when their student is ready, the master appear, and we took that to heart, and we learned about that. And so we decided to help the people, and I personally chose to come back here, but I didn't really wake up until I did leave my body in physical form, which created a whole new reality for me. And I did see colors different. You've heard that, and I'm sure you've seen it on television, and you've worked with people because you're a therapist, is the fact that in psychology, and I've studied as much psychology as I have read religions, I've had it in college, and what I've learned is we're trying with this new higher consciousness that they spoke about. I totally believe that these beings that we talk about in the supreme beings, the higher council, the galaxy federation, the supreme high council, any type of name, the Federation, you know, the Star Nations, as Apollo says, there's so many people linked to their higher selves, and some of them channel. Now, that I've been through that, too. I went through that school. There's over 32 of the ancient mystery schools that I've taught. Not only did I go through them and live through them in Egypt, I actually taught them. And I also am sure there are many people with past lives lived at a time when one of the instructors was Jesus Christ, and he was a wonderful teacher, and a lot of people knew him, including Sally Hester. She was there. She was a wonderful woman that got me started on this Roswell UFO encounter. So when we meet each other on Earth in this lifetime, And right now the veil's the thinnest. We start recognizing each other. And that's the wonderful awakening and the wonderful consciousness rising and the veil being the thinnest with the planets, with all of our astrologers and our astronomers. And all this is coming full circle as it does every 2,500 to 3,500. And now History Channel and the Geographic and all these green planets, all these TV shows are helping us because they need to make their livings, okay? So they're creating jobs. And, yes, we talk about the top 1%, but they're still down in the 99%. They're just trying to make a living like every Joe John Key public. And basically you and I really aren't really about the money aspects because we understand, we've been there, done that, got that T-shirt. However, we do understand giving of source and giving of love and life and energy and the instruments that we can be. And in the past life, the past paradigm you speak of, we were considered clergy. And I'm sure you've heard the word, and you know what I'm talking about, the preachers and the reverends and the chaplains and the pope. And you know what I'm talking about, right? All those people, they all had a job to do. But where a lot of the controversy got to be in the ancient of times is whether they were to be paid or not. And so they became the leaders and royalty and all that. And then we separated the royalty because they were the ones that talked to their higher beings or the extraterrestrials that would come down, would put them in charge. And you know that, and everybody can read about that with Anunnaki, and we have all these wonderful people that have written about it, Zachariah Sitchin and Eric von Daniken, and now your husband who studied with Zachariah Sitchin that will be presenting that at the conference that you and I are getting together. And you and I probably have no clue. Oh, I know we had no clue at the first of the year we were going to do this. I didn't even know we were going to do this until you told me we were going to do this. So maybe you're a bigger article than I am.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you, TJ. This is absolutely fascinating. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it totally. But I'm stuck back where you said that you were psychic in Oahu. Now, where did you do your? Were you out of one of the bookstores or one of the? Which one were you out of?
Well, if you know, there's Ala Moana Shopping Center, and then right down from there is a strip center. We had Sedona, a bookstore in there. Do you remember Sedona, the crystals?
Yes, I
and the
remember
little
that.
Chinese living?
Yeah,
well,
what,
I worked for her.
Do that? What was your last year doing? What was your I might have seen you. That's what I'm trying to say. What was your last year
doing? I was just about there every day, but I was the their first reader, and I actually knew her before she ever even opened it up, and she felt like source or guidance or her supreme being sent me to her. And she knew a lot of psychics, and I
was
also working. What year was that? Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you something about oracles with past lives and reincarnations. We don't do time well. Years come and go. Hours come and go. We lose more time. But I do believe that I can answer that because of my physical reality, which helps me keep a timeline in my, I guess you could say, left brain, right brain, is my logical self tells me that it was during the time that I was over there from 87 till 94. So it was during those times.
I probably saw you because I had friends that they'd say, what can I buy you for your birthday present? And I would always go see a psychic.
Oh, okay.
Two locations. So I may have met you, and you were my psychic, and I went to explore what was going on.
I also worked at a bookstore downtown. I worked at two bookstores plus Sedona. There were two bookstores, and they were considered New Age bookstores, and they were in different locations. And they were close to downtown, but they weren't in downtown. And so I worked at two bookstores plus there. And then I started Psychic Networks down the hall from Dr. Laura Sturgis. And you and I both went to Dr. Laura. She was she came on board with me, and we both attended some classes where we taught. We actually met when I was giving a lecture and she was giving a lecture. And it was at the University of Hawaii. And we had the nighttime classes. And then from there, we got together, and we started going with Cynthia Chu, who was her roommate at the time. Cynthia's was in my psi classes, and you went to People Synergistically Involved. as well, right? You did the intro, and the weekend, or the a lot of people go back, and Cynthia just went back to remonitor or reevaluate, or anybody can always go back free. I forget what they call it. Audit it.
Yeah, anybody can go audit, right?
So she just did this a couple weeks ago.
She was traveling in the same circles, circling around each other all this time, and that to me is an affirmation of our soul group that we knew each other on some deep level, and we kept both, and we both convened on Ascension Center and all that stuff. So that's amazing how that works.
Well, then also you were.
Blood joined us. Is he in your queue?
No one's in my queue yet. Did you say, is it Tommy Hawksblood?
Yeah, I called him and left him a message. I didn't know if he was going to make it. He said any time that we need help, that he will come on board. So I told him I had to run out the door. I'm going to have to leave in about 5 to 10 minutes. Let's see, what else? Is there anything else you want to talk to me about, and then you can handle the last part.
Well, I'd sort of like to know if you're interested in doing, because I can add another hour, which I've done for Paranormal Night Friday night, and I don't know if I'll keep it or not. But since these are recorded and archived, we can put a lot of information on here. And it's information we can use later, and we can use it on the earth, right? And it just depends on what level, and as a teaching tool. And also we can make our own training guides. Now, everybody seems to be doing these webinars and seminars and all of this, but our conscious conference is where you and I are going to be focusing a lot of our attention in the next, July, August, September, and October.
Yeah.
It's coming up on us quick. You know, we don't have much.
Well,
we have 1 week left.
Yeah.
So July, August, September, 90 days.
And
really
making some commercials for us, which
we'll do some commercials as well. And on Friday and Saturday, it's a very busy night, but it's also a good time to archive, because people come back. And with Blog Talk Radio, I'm learning this, is there's a whole lot of people with radio and for audio and visual, and the audio, they come back and they listen to the archives based on what you can type in and put into the episode information. Plus,
right.
If people follow you, if they like you and they follow you, they can hit the follow button. It'll also go right into their email. Blog Talk Radio offers that service. I didn't even know that, but I hit the follow button. So people can go back in, and like you said, it could be like a audio book. You know, we can actually read stories or whatever it is that we're deciding to talk and put on as a talking book, if we want to do that, whatever we want, as long as I pay for the airtime and for the archived information is stored. And so that's something Dr. Sasha Lesson should consider as well. It's a way to teach people. And then also, this is a way for people like you and Dr. Lesson and I to work with consciousness counseling. And you can offer this to all your friends, and it's a way for them to get their message out. And many of them can do it on their own time, and I strongly suggest to people that they may consider that if they have time and they do it on their own, because Blog Talk Radio is a wonderful tool we can put in our toolkit. And we'll be using it as a tool to let people know about Stargate to the Cosmos. And then Hugh, of course, came up with that idea for us to do I do not take credit for that, although I was already working with all the veterans. There are a lot of my clients as web building. And since I have TJ Morris Publishing, that's something that I broke off from as a psychic viewer, a remote viewer and reader and prior military, was wanting to get a lot of the information down, because I'd meet such interesting people, especially, you know, being a psychic reader, that they just had wonderful stories. And it was so cool to help them. And then I'd help them what we call now life coaching. And then we do spiritual advisors and intuitive readers. So we have all these fancy names for what psychics are. But I strongly suggest that maybe we get our own guide going, because we have the ACE guide, which is ACE stands for Alien Civilizations Exist. But it also stands for what you have there in Hawaii, Ascension Center Enlightenment, or Ascension Center Education. So we can put it together our own ACE guide, which I've been working on for 5 years, and the subjects just kept growing and growing and growing, and I've sent lists to you. But what we can do is find all these specialists, even though they're intuitive. I want to know the Avatar Ascension Masters. And I understand that Tommy Hawksblood knows his soul into the memories here and some others, as well as Apollo Joseph. Now, is that what
right.
you understand? So how many more of these people have opened up their past life regressions to understand their soul essences
right,
a little better?
We have a lot of people doing work at, going inward into their journey, into their past lives and their lives between lives. And at our conference, we're going to be dealing with all that, life before life, life between lives. Who are you? Who are you going to be? And you can access these things through hypnotherapy, that seems to relax that part of you, that veil that we come into that makes us forget who we really are, our souls. And when you're in that relaxed state, it's almost like going to a dream. When you relax and go to a dream, you're accessing things that your subconscious is holding for you and your higher self. So we can do that on target, on purpose, by volunteering and agreeing to go into a relaxed state. And so we're going to do that at a conference, and then people can actually access who they are. Nobody's going to guide you and lead you. The best way to get the information is for it to come from yourself. So when you go into this relaxed state and you're guided by a shaman or a hypnotherapist, someone that's trained to facilitate you in your process, then you can uncover the things that your soul is trying to tell you. And a lot of times we don't listen because our soul talks to us in our dream state, and we just wake up and go, oh, that was a dream. So Tommy and Apollo, our listeners may not know Tommy Hawksblood and Apollo Joseph and Lynn Kasten and Janet Lesson and T.J. Morris and Sasha Lesson, Ph.D., are all the members that are working 24/7 almost now to bring this Stargate to the Cosmos Conference to you. So there you can go. We're getting all this up, the infrastructure, but you'll be able to sign up for workshops. We're looking for presenters, we're looking for vendors and sponsors and workshop leaders and people who want to come on board either in person. We're working on the technology to have people Skype in and attend in pay-per-view or live streaming. So we're looking for people to assist us in these processes, because once we get this down, we're going to take these conferences around the planet, and their goal is to wake up people as many as possible so that they too, you too, can access who you really are as a soul and your soul's mission, why you came here, what you're meant to do, what will really make your life blossom, and you'll feel fulfilled, and you'll wake up every day with joy and air in your footsteps, floating. So that stuff is all available. We're also going to work with experiencers. You realize that 1 out of 40 people have been what you call taken. Some people call it abducted by aliens. But a lot of times we're finding when we give the hypnosis and the regression therapy and counseling is that these people are volunteers. This is what they agreed to do before they came into physical form, before they were born. And many people are having multi-generational experiences. We call them experiencers now to move it away from the negative connotation. So experiencers are those who are having in their own earth body experiences with interdimensionals, extraterrestrials, angels, higher beings. We work with people that are attracting the demonic so they can stop attracting the demonic into their lives and open themselves to energies that feel good and supportive and loving and kind. So we have what's called Experiencers Network, which is a website under development, and we're developing it to be a support system for you. And at the conference, we're going to have an experiencer support workshop group every day. And we want to hear your stories. We want to know what's happened to you, what are your paranormal, out of the ordinary, extraordinary experiences. Because what we're finding out is that this is more common than you think. So you might feel that you're isolated, alone. I've had these experiences. Oh, my God, am I crazy? I need to go to a shrink. I can't tell my mother. I can't tell my husband. I can't tell, you may be going through your own little personal dilemma, all of these non-ordinary experiences, paranormal experiences that you're having, but they're actually far more normal than you can ever imagine. And as we share our stories and document them and put them on the websites, and we're opening up these social network Facebook-type application niche groups where you can join and share, you know, hey, I've had a sighting, you can go into forums. Did that happen to you too? My goodness. And so this, all these things help us become aware of the true nature of reality and create a more conscious, kind, and loving reality for all human beings, for all animals, all creatures, all the features of Gaia Earth, our mother. Gaia Earth is our mother, and we need to honor and respect her. So these things are happening at our conference and with the ongoing websites that TJ and I are developing. We TJ and I discovered the other day that we're kind of website maniacs. We create websites, and we've been doing this for years. And now we're pulling together our common vision and our network of websites, which are little various niche groups. I know that you love working with veterans. You're a veteran yourself. I've been working with the experiencers, and I'm also in the tantra field. I'm very well known in the tantra field. All right, I'm going to let you go because I think you might want to address that, and then I've got to get ready. So we're almost at the end of the show. I have 2:51, which is... Okay, so I'm going to hand it back to you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Yeah, I've got another show coming up. We've only got a few minutes here, so appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure you've got plenty to do, but you're welcome to, you know, help us now, so you just have to let me know if
I'll
you're
be
willing
back
to
be
co-
yeah,
okay, you want to come
tomorrow
in tomorrow at 7?
Right now, and love to everybody out there. I look forward to coming back. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, well, you'll have this to archive for yourself because I think this is the most you've ever been able to talk and to discuss anything. And we'll go into depth more with you and Dr. Sasha Lesson maybe tomorrow night, okay?
All
if he wants to come on board.
All
right. Well, thanks a lot. All right. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Aloha, sweetie. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was Janet Kira Lesson. She is a Tantra master. She's also married to Dr. Sasha Lesson, Dr. Alex, Sasha and Alex, the same names. And they live in Maui, Hawaii. And Janet was the first one that spoke up and said that she would like to help me run the Ascension Center. And that was a big help because the Ascension Center, a lot of people understand, is the raising of consciousness, but it's also in the spiritual realm as far as talking about raising our spirit. And a lot of us in the alien ET UFO community, we call ourselves spiritualists, but we're not so much in the recognized religions because most of us have already been there, and we've seen the differences, and we started comparing all the world religions. And a lot of us have come together, and we have a saying, the God, the Goddess, and me honors the God and Goddess in you, and so it is. And this is how we drive our passion, and that's sort of what is right for all in the greater good. So some also have experienced the Psi spiritual world, and we've coined the word, and we've used an essence that is summed up in the one word, which is Namaste, which means basically the same thing I just said. The God, Goddess in me honors the God, Goddess in you. And so it is. And so that's how we meet at certain levels in the universe. And we've created this motivation which inspired us to bring this energy essence together and so that we can relate our energy. And a lot of people have been wanting me to talk about that. And they all meet me in this lifetime, and we shake hands of mutual agreement and of the knowledge that we're all in a universal awakened awareness. And many of us have different past lives, and we start sharing them. So a lot of you may be hearing psychics and people who are talking about their past lives. Well, I'm sort of one of those that have come between two worlds and the way the world has been in the past and the way the world will be in the future at a special time, and that's why it's called the Ascension Age. And we're beginning that with an Ascension Center education. And we'll be discussing ancient cultural education and a lot of other stuff that we've used in the past with World Information Network. And you'll be hearing a lot more about that. And we also have a paranormal research group, and it's PRG. And we have so many companies out there doing the same thing we're doing in a lot of the different conferences. And the one that comes to mind with Conscious Mind, Energy Awakening, working in a logical reality world is the Pythagoras Conference that's coming up. They have several. And then we have the new one, which is the Stargate to the Cosmos. And that is August 29th through November 4th. And it's around Halloween, so we'll be having a great Halloween party. So there's different levels. There's different prices for different therapists. There's different prices for different teachers and leaders. And they'll be helping others find their soul gifts, their guiding force, and coming together for their trails and paths that will lead them forward in the future, because we're all on a journey of life. We're all going forward. And we can all speak to each other about our own body, mind, spirits, which are having the birth, life, death experience. And we're all decaying. We all know that. And some of us may have more diseases, which is how we have our illnesses. And some of us can't help it, we think, because of heredity. And some people believe in faith healing. Now, the clergy has some of them that are televangelists, and some of the old churches and the old ways things were, and they believed in that. And, you know, in times they've even had the ones that believed they could handle snakes and all of that. And I'm sure some of them can without getting bit. But, you know, these churches, especially where I live up in the mountains, we still actually have some over here on the east side. I don't know about the west part of the country, but where I live in the United States. And we're going to be discussing all type of world religions, but we're not about religion. We are about ascension and Ascension Center enlightenment. And that's how we are going to open our minds and read to understand our ways of thinking as we move upwards. And we're all going to be going for this, instead of the parallel linear way of life, we're going to be opening up our vertical way of life, which keeps us in alignment with the soul's enlightenment. So I will be discussing in the future some ways to complete your own thought patterns, and we will have some brain training. And we're also going to discuss those who came before from the Xenoverse. And this is Xenoverse, Xeno meaning the unknown. So a lot of the mysteries of life about making the energy of essence more performing and worth living on Earth is what we do. And a lot of the people that say they're atheists, they don't understand hope and prayer and meditation and what motivates us, and how the ones of spirit got into this meditational state and yoga and all the old schools. So those are the old ancient mystery schools, and a lot of our teachers came from those schools, including, Solomon and the magic that was not written about so much in the Bible, are some of the women that were spiritual oracles that were taken out of the Bible. And there's other parts, but that doesn't mean that they didn't exist. It doesn't mean they weren't written about. It doesn't mean that the scriptures are gone forever. And we will be uncovering some wonderful mysteries and treasures. And that's one of the reasons I love archaeology and anthropology. And a lot of us really get excited when we think about all the movies we've made, like E.T. and Close Encounters and Stargate and Star Wars. And yes, there was wars in heaven. And yes, there was for various places in the world and the universe, or in the many worlds, I should say, excuse me, and the universe. But I want you to remember, and I want you to come back and see me. I know some of my friends are listening to this because they had to work or they had to be wherever, but there's the world we live in, the galaxy, the clusters. Then we go on out to know other galaxies, which you can see on television these days. Then we go on up to the universe, and from there we go to the multiverse, the metaverse, the Xenoverse, the Omniverse, and even above that, Alphaverse and Omegaverse. And those are the seven that match the colors and the chakras that we use, and we actually have higher levels than that. So all of us avatars are allowed certain levels, And we'll be discussing that in the future with you. But right now, if we can just get you to open up your mind and accept you're a spiritual being, you're an essence, and you're here with a soul purpose. And those that aren't exactly sure of why they're here on planet Earth, those that are the Ascension Avatar Masters will be more than happy to assist you and guide you. And we have light workers that you can find in your towns and in your states, and they'll guide you to us. So this is TJ Marsh signing off in Love and Light, and I'll be with you in another hour after this and on Saturday night as well. Thank you.